This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association, Orlando, Florida. I'm with Press Henney of Gulfstream. Press, you did a terrific briefing on the new G250 super midsize cabin. Several things you said, the cabin essential concept, the new wing, and the efficient engines. Tell us a little bit about the cabin essential concept.
Yeah, what we came up with there is a concept where we want to treat the systems in the cabin to be the same as what we put in the safety services in the airplane, the same as we put in the cockpit, where if we have a failure, we don't want to lose that function. We don't want to lose lights in the cabin, for example, if we've had a power source fail. And so what we've done for the cabin systems is make them fail operative or redundant. You can have a failure of a piece of equipment, and the system keeps functioning because it's redundant. It's enunciated. The crew knows they've had a power supply, for example, fail. They know that that's a maintenance item when they land at some point, but the cabin keeps going, just like the airplane keeps going. We think it's that important in terms of the people in the back of the airplane to have a reliable cabin. And so we've converted our designs to be what we refer to as cabin essential, meaning it's fail operative. You can have a failure and the function is retained.
Now, from your briefing, I gather you've also paid a lot of attention to appointments in this cabin in terms of size and comfort and features.
Yes,
what are some of those?
Yes, we have. We've introduced all new styling. We've introduced new styling for the passenger service unit and the passenger lights. In the back of the airplane, a much larger lavatory, much more storage. One of the pieces of information coming from our customers is the more storage, the better. So we focused on larger luggage compartment, more storage on the airplane because they never have enough. And so it's little features like that.
And that's becoming increasingly competitive in this market by
absolutely,
the sounds of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We sat down with our customer advisory team and focused, for example, on the layout and design of the galley. There's so much information from the customers and their experience with today's airplanes that allowed us to come up with a much better configuration for the galley. You know, where the storage is in the galley, where the ice drawer is, where the microwave is. I mean, it's a very concentrated space that you have to be able to do a lot with.
Now, you said in giving the range statistics that this airplane actually flies max fuel, flies farther and faster on less fuel.
Correct.
And that's due to the new wing and also the engines?
The engine efficiency, the SFC improvement with the engine, the tremendous improvement in the aerodynamic efficiency of the wing. Those two are the primary reason that you can do so much better with less fuel than the G200 can do today.
So this should be a very competitive airplane when it enters the market. I think you said 2011?
2011. Okay. Yep.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Press.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Press Henney of Gulfstream. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA in Orlando. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilot's 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at bose.com/headset.